sure, well, those are in Testament. That's what the little wings on. I was working for a lady, and it was close to Thanksgiving. I was talking about what I was going to have, and chitlins and sweet potatoes. So the lady said, "What is this?" "Yeah, that's hog's intestine. I wouldn't eat that." Her husband was raised out here in the country. He said, "Well, when you eat weenies, what you think you eat?" That's some little test.
Did you ever stuff anything in this to make something out of
it
like that?
Yeah, you make sausages, you know. Grind it up, make sausages, and take them in. Stuff them, and hang them up, and smoke them too. And go back and get them. Whenever you feel like you want some sausage, go out there and cut you down one.
Well, did you ever make something like a cooking and grinding up the hog liver?
Liver? No, I didn't grind the liver, but I've taken the liver and lights, and that makes a good dish. Put it together. And cook it. Put an onion down in there and cut it up and season that. That is good.
Well, what about the what did you call it? Like, there's liver and lights together, all those things inside you could eat, and the intestines and all that together. That was the hog what?
That was the hog's intestine.
All that stuff together?
Well, it come out the hole. See now that
was the liver part of the intestines?
Hmm?
Was the liver part of the intestines?
Yeah, it's inside of the hole. Just like you have liver in you.
So I have a liver that's part of my intestines too then?
Mm-hmm. You got that liver in there.
I see. Well, what about the blood? What'd you do with it?
The blood? Well, we didn't use the blood. Because when killing, well, the man would knock the hog in the head with an axe. And when he knocked him over, the time he fall, he run over a knife, stab him, you see, in his heart. But the blood drained out.
So you didn't use it for anything?
Mm-mm.
Did anybody around here use that?
Not that I know of.
Well, you said you made hog's head cheese.
Mm-hmm.
What did you ever take like the juice out of that and mix it with cornmeal and maybe a little hog meat and stuff and make something out of it like that? Make it get cold and then slice it up and fry it?
No, I haven't.
Well, you said that the meat spoils sometimes because you didn't have any refrigeration. But what about the butter? Did the butter ever go bad?
It get old and get rank too. Sure makes a good cake though.
Really?
Smelling it, she'll make a good cake.
You say it's better to use old butter?
Old butter. Keep it, and it be smelling, it makes a good cake, I'm telling you.
How do you make the cake out of it?
Well, just use it like you say you're going to make a cake. Well, you're going to use butter in that cake for a shortening, you see. And that butter be your shortening, but it be old. And you can kind of taste that old butter in there.
What's that taste? How would you describe that taste?
Well, it tastes like butter, but it'd be a little strong, you know.
Well, did you ever keep sour milk around on hand?
Oh, man.
What do you call that stuff?
Well, you keep that to cook with sour milk, make your biscuits and cornbread.
Did you ever, like, keep it, you know, around, like, what did you call this after it got sort of hard?